Good morning, everybody. Only 9 months until Christmas, everybody. Isn't that good? And I tell you that because yesterday was March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, when Our Lady received a visit from the angel Gabriel. And the angel Gabriel said, "Will you be the mother of God?" And she gives her fiat. She says, "Yes, let it be done to me." And at that very moment, we've always believed, the Holy Spirit conceived Jesus in her womb and began to knit our Lord together. The Holy Spirit begins to knit our Lord together for 9 months until Christmas time. And I think that's beautiful because it's a reminder that the Sacred Heart of Jesus was fashioned together, was knit together in love by the Holy Spirit in the womb of Our Lady. And we see His heart in our gospel in a powerful way. We see Jesus weeping. The shortest Bible verse of them all is in our gospel today, John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. Our Lord loves us enough to weep for us. Isn't that beautiful? Pope Francis says we should pray for the gift of tears because it means we actually care. It means we love. And here we see our Lord. We see a vulnerable, we see a strong, we see a beautiful heart that loves Lazarus and is caught in this moment. And we're all Lazarus. The love of God, Jesus doesn't stop there. You know, Lazarus has died. And so Jesus puts love into him and he rises. And we've always believed, our catechism of the church is a beautiful thing, and the scriptures all testify to the generative power of love. That love is life-giving. Or it's not love. A word to another person gives life, and if it doesn't, it's not love. An action, deeds, all these different things. If it's love, it means it's life-giving in some form. There's life, there's a new spirit, there's a new sort of being that is given and imparted by means of love. And so we see our Lord put love into this man. And then he rises, and the tomb is opened, the stone goes away, light comes into the darkness, Lazarus is raised, and then he's untied, unbound, and given freedom. That's love. That's the love of God. The love of God is life-giving. Satan is death-dealing. God is love-dealing. And we are just so blessed to have Jesus. We are so blessed to have a God who wants to always put love into us. And think about how it happens for us Catholics. And it's so beautiful because in a primordial sort of way, in an important kind of way, it's in the sacraments. When we receive the Eucharist, we receive the bread of life. Jesus literally puts himself, puts love into us when he puts the host into us. That's his true presence. That's true life. That when we go to confession, sometimes we say, "Lord, if you had been there, I wouldn't have sinned." But he was there and we did it anyway. He allowed it to happen so that we would go throw ourselves at his mercy on our knees and allow him in the sacrament of confession to put life into us again. To put love and to put life into us again. And then we're unshackled and we come out of the tomb of the confessional and we come untied and free. That's the love of Jesus. The love of his heart knit together by the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary. It's beautiful. And who of us has not experienced that kind of love from our Lord? And it's just wonderful. The other side of the coin is that's the sort of heart that the Holy Spirit wants to form in us too. that our hearts should be more and more configured unto that beautiful heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary, that our hearts should conduce to putting love out all over the place, filling the world with love. And that means life-giving. That means a life-giving kind of love. And, I was just reading this autobiography by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, Treasure in Clay. This is a good one. This is a good one. And he says in here, he wrote this towards the end of his life. He was probably about 80 or so. And he says, somebody asked me if I would do it all over again, my life, in the same way. And I said, absolutely not. He said, the person looked a little surprised. I said, absolutely, I would not do it the same way. I would have loved people much, much more. And I would have loved Jesus much, 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 much more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.